This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Odisha beginning today to attend various programs, including the All India Director General's Inspector General's of Police Conference at Bhubaneswar. The three-day conference is scheduled to begin from today at the Lok Seva Bhavan. The conference will also be attended by key dignitaries, including Union Home Minister Amit Shah and National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, among others. The agenda of the conference will include discussions on internal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace, and challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones. Counterterrorism strategies are also expected to feature in the discussions. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that significant success has been achieved against terrorism, left-wing extremism, insurgency, and narcotics in the past 10 years, addressing a valedictory function at Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration in Missouri. Mr. Shah said the firm policies of the Narendra Modi government at the center has yielded the desired result. Home Minister asserted that left-wing extremism will be eradicated completely by March 31, 2026. He said terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism, insurgency in the northeast, and narcotics are the four major challenges before the country. Maharashtra caretaker Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde, BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis, and NCP Chief Ajit Pawar met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday to discuss about the government formation in the state. On the occasion, Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda was also present. Mr. Eknath Shinde has already said that he would not be an obstacle in the government formation in the state and go by the decision of the BJP central leadership regarding the top post in the state. The BJP-led Mahayuti has registered a landslide victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections. Union Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy has launched the first tranche of offshore mineral blocks auction in New Delhi. This first tranche of auction includes 13 mineral blocks spanning across the Arabian Sea and Andaman Sea, featuring a mix of minerals such as construction sand, lime mud, and polymetallic nodules and crusts. These minerals are critical for infrastructure development, high-tech manufacturing, and the green energy transition. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said, "Very few countries in the world opt for offshore mining, and India has joined the league." Mr. Reddy added that the demand for critical minerals like cobalt, nickel, copper, and manganese is increasing rapidly, and in the future it will increase further in India. He further added that very soon India will launch its critical minerals mission, which will ensure the country's global presence and strengthen the domestic supply chain. Uttar Pradesh government has ordered a judicial inquiry into the recent incident of violence in Sambhal in which at least four persons lost their lives. A three-member committee headed by retired High Court Judge Devendra Kumar Arora has been handed the responsibility of conducting an investigation into the matter. The two other members of the committee are retired IAS officer Amit Mohan Prasad and former IPS officer Arvind Kumar Jain. The committee had been directed to submit its report within 2 months. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh has said that the government is aiming to increase the turnover of the country's textile industry to $350 billion by the year 2030. The minister, who is on a visit to Textile City Surat, chaired a review meeting with officials of the central and state governments in Surat yesterday evening and took stock of the progress of PM Mitra Park to be established in Navsari. India has bolstered its partnership with Zambia by supplying medical equipment to support the nation's healthcare system. The consignment of medical supplies departed from Mumbai yesterday. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal has said that the consignment consisting of hospital beds, operation theatre tables, infant incubators and resuscitators, anesthesia machines and other products departed from Nav Sheva Port, Mumbai today. It will contribute to strengthening the healthcare system of Zambia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.